The tower construction uses a mix of rubble,
largely local limestone, with substantial areas of flint. There are distinct differences in construction from the bottom to the top, with the top quarter largely rubble. The massive buttress on the left corner, extending about three quarters of the way up, is constructed of Pulborough stone ashlars with flint infill.
The one on the right, in the corner return with the south aisle wall,
is of Pulborough stone and Cong stone blocks. Oddly, the right buttress is not keyed into the tower or the church wall. We don't know why this is, even though it indicates that the buttress was built later than the wall. It would have made sense to have keyed it in at least partially. Perhaps money was tight at the time. About two-thirds of the way up the tower wall, you'll see there is an arch below which the wall is mainly flint, with mostly rubble above. This is a relieving arch, there to provide additional strength. There's a matching arch on the north side of the tower.
The flint work below the arch and above the vestry window has very recently been repointed using lime mortar.
This flint work had previously been repointed using cement water, which has important disadvantages. It is impervious to moisture and does not allow walls to breathe. The walls are filled with rubble with numerous cavities, so water which gets into the tower through cracks remains inside the walls and causes dampness. Cement mortar is also very hard, typically harder than the building stones themselves. In freezing weather, this can cause the stones to fracture, and this was happening here. At Amberley Church, the dampness was so serious that in 2018 work was undertaken to rectify considerable damage and to improve the way moisture ingress into the tower was managed. This work cost over £200,000, which was raised by the community with a large major contribution from the Heritage Lottery Fund. Note the openings in the tower wall. There's an early English window at ground level for the vestry. Below and to the left of the relieving arch is a small rectangular opening. We don't know what it was for. For reasons unknown, it was closed up, so reducing the ventilation in the tower. This did not help with the damp problem, and this aperture was reopened in 2019.
Much further up is long lancet opening with louvres. The latter look modern, which they are, but the surround looks early English and may have been an original window.
Now walk round to your left to the west door.